It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado health officials are considering a new program to let businesses operate with higher capacity limits under current COVID-19 restrictions. The idea is modeled on Mesa County's five-star program, in which Mesa County businesses are inspected and their safety plans evaluated for public health compliance. State officials hope to review the county's pilot program to see if it will work under severe risk categories. They're taking public comment on the plan. Bingo, which contributes tens of millions of dollars a year to charities in Colorado, has dropped off a cliff during the pandemic. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Charitable gaming was down almost 80% in the second quarter of this year. Bingo games, which youth sports rely on, have been hit the hardest. Tom Bednark runs Colorado Youth Basketball. He says it started when the state put restrictions on indoor gatherings.
A lot of the people were afraid to come out anyhow to play.
Last year in the second quarter, Colorado Youth Basketball collected $50,000 in net bingo proceeds. This year, only $500. Bednark says they'll have to cut back on programs and scholarships as a result. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Scientists will study how the state's largest ever wildfire affected snowpack and waterways. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The Cameron Peak Fire burned nearly 20% of the upper Cache-Laputa River Basin. Scientists from Colorado State University and the United States Geological Survey will study how stream channels and floodplains have changed from sediment flow after the fire. Water providers are concerned that the fires will worsen erosion at reservoirs. The project will also collect data on the impact to snowpack accumulation. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
That study is funded by the National Science Foundation. The weather forecast has snow for Metro Denver and Colorado Springs tomorrow and on Wednesday. This is CPR News.